welcome to another edition of the Classic Rock Show on VOA Music Mix. This is Ed Kowalski with more of the best album rock and roll from the past three decades. This week, our Classic Rock Superstar series spotlights a famous British group that was right alongside the Beatles and the Rolling Stones at the beginning of the classic rock era. It's The Who. Let's start with I Can't Explain on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Thank you.
This week's featured artists, The Who, on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take the wrong key. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey.
The kids come to our Jack, and they drag, drag, drag. They drop things on his back. Stop Jack or the water's lapping. Then they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. Jack, they drive, drive, drive. They drop things on his back. The line, 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 line. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water's lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy.
There's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put me in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, I can see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles.
I can see for miles, Happy Jack, My Generation, and I Can't Explain, some early hits by The Who from 1965 through 1967 on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. I'm Ed Kowalski. The Who's roots actually run back to 1959 when Pete Townsend and John Entwistle formed a band called The Confederates. 3 years later, Roger Daltrey invited Entwistle to join his band, The Detours, and Townsend soon followed. When The Detours were playing a club date in 1964, a drunken man jumped on stage and sat in as the drummer. His name was Keith Moon, and he ended up a permanent member of the group. That's how The Who was officially formed. Along with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, The Who were superstars in the UK in their early years, but enjoyed only limited success in the USA. That changed in 1967, when The Who performed at the Monterey Pop Festival and appeared on American TV. Their first major U.S. tour took place in 1968. In 69, The Who joined the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Moody Blues in releasing their own concept album, a rock opera about a deaf, dumb, and blind boy named Tommy who excelled at pinball. Here's The Who with a set from their rock opera Tommy on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Pinball. trouble. But you've been told many times before, Messiah's pointed to the door. No one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free. I'm free. And freedom tastes of reality.
See Me, Feel Me, I'm Free, and Pinball Wizard, all from The Who's rock opera Tommy. We'll pick up The Who story in 1969 when the classic rock show continues on the VOA Music Mix Network. This is Ed Kowalski back with more of the Classic Rock Show. The Who were a part of the legendary Woodstock concert in 1969, and their Woodstock performance is still regarded as one of their best. Their 1971 album, Who's Next, was their first UK chart topper and eventually went double platinum. From that collection, here's The Who's rock anthem, Won't Get Fooled Again. We'll be right back. It's the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show, this week spotlighting The Who. On the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show from Who's Next, Baba O'Reilly and Won't Get Fooled Again. We'll finish our profile of The Who in just a moment. First, though, don't forget you can now hear the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show every Wednesday on VOA English Shortwave, VOA News Now. Here's hoping you'll make it a weekly habit. And if you have access to the Internet, please visit our website. We're on the World Wide Web at www.voamusicmix.net. Log on to learn the latest music news, see our program schedule, send us email, and find out how you can listen to VOA Music Mix online anytime. You'll find our website at www.voamusicmix.net. And don't forget, VOA Music Mix is all one word. In 1973, a second Who concept album, Quadrophenia, went to number 2 on the U.S. album charts. But it's about that same time that interest in The Who as a group began to falter, and Daltrey, Entwistle, and Townsend each began working on solo projects. They'll continue to record as a unit, however. From their 1979 album, The Kids Are All Right, the soundtrack of a film tracing the band's first 15 years, here's Join Together. the title track from Who Are You and Joined Together off of The Kids Are All Right soundtrack. In 1978, Keith Moon died from an overdose of prescription drugs. His obituary described him as one of the most talented drummers in rock and roll. Determined to keep the band going, The Who hired former Faces drummer Kenny Jones. The Who continued to record and sporadically release albums until the early 1990s. In 1990, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and still toured the U.S. every year or two. Just before The Who was to begin a U.S. tour in June 2002, guitarist John Entwistle died of heart failure brought on by drug abuse. That wraps up our profile of The Who. I'm Ed Kowalski. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Classic Rock Show on the world's best variety, the VOA Music Mix Network.